Hey, long time no see. It's great to see you again. Oh my God, it's been ages. You remember the last time we, at Samantha's housewarming thing. When was that? Like 2 years ago? Oh my God, time really does fly, huh? This thing? Oh, thank you. It's just something I threw together at the last minute, really. You're not looking half bad yourself, if you don't mind my saying so. Been treating yourself well? Yeah, well, you look like it. So, are you here with anyone? No? All by your lonesome, huh? Aw. Yeah, no, I'm not with anyone either. So, I was thinking, do you maybe want to grab a couple of drinks, go somewhere more private? Oh, for talk. Just talk. Because, we really need to catch up on stuff. I'm a perfectly wholesome girl. I promise. Here, we can sneak into Lydia's bedroom. Don't worry, she and her girlfriend won't be back for a while. I saw the two of them wander off into town earlier with some of their friends. Come here, sit down next to me. Let's do some catching up. So tell me, what are you doing with yourself these days? What else? Wow, really? Congrats. I hear that's a really tough industry. Me? This and that. To tell you the truth, I was kind of drifting from one dead-end job to the next until I landed my current gig. It's, modeling and stuff. Yeah, fashion modeling. Yeah, it's pretty fun. But hey, enough about work, right? Tell me, you're not seeing anyone, are you? Okay, good, because I didn't want your partner to get all riled up and jealous in case I went ahead and did something like this. Too much? I know, I have a tendency to be a bit forward. What's that? Of course I look familiar, silly. I mean, we've never been super close or anything, but. But since we've been out of school, we've kept bumping into each other at friends' parties and stuff over the years. Always just sitting a couple of seats apart from each other at the movies or dinners and whatnot. Kind of funny, don't you think? Oh my God. I just remembered you nerds even wrote me into a couple of D&D sessions back in high school. I bet you never thought I'd agree to that. Well, I've always been nerd curious, I guess you could say. And I've always liked you. And I'm pretty sure you feel the same way about me. Right? No, it's okay. You don't have to answer. Just keep kissing me. What? What's wrong? You've seen me on the internet? I mean, the internet is a big place, so. I look like, who? I don't know what you mean. Okay, fine. You got me. I am her. I guess there's no point in hiding it or sugarcoating it. I'm a porn star. So, yeah, that's my big secret. No, my parents don't know what I do for a living. I moved out of their house as soon as I was able to, thank God. My friends don't either, although I think some of them suspect it by now. How did I get started in porn? I don't know. I just sort of fell into it sometime after I turned 18. I got scouted by a modeling agency one day, started doing some simple photo shoots, glamour photography and such. And as I kept doing more and more sessions, the clothes kept getting skimpier until one day I was practically modeling in the nude. I didn't mind, I enjoyed the attention and the way that I looked in those photos. So I kept doing it. And then a couple of the other models suggested that I could earn some extra cash by joining them for, well, you get the idea. It seemed kind of seedy at first, but it paid well, and I had fun doing it. And besides, most of the people I worked with in front of and behind the camera were perfectly nice and respectful towards me. I know the stereotypes associated with this gig, and yeah, they have some basis in reality, but they're not all complete degenerates, you know? A lot of them are just very ordinary, down-to-earth people. And that's not to say that they're mundane or anything, just, ordinary. The kind of person you might bump into on the street on any given day. I'm babbling, aren't I? Sorry, I get a little bit defensive about this stuff sometimes, and I've had so many people just willfully misunderstand the whole thing, so. So, what's with the meet cute, you ask? Because I want to get to know you better, silly. What do you mean? Why you? Why not? You're sweet, and you're really easy on the eyes, too, and I've kind of had a crush on you for forever. Besides, our paths just seem to keep crossing. Almost like the universe is trying to tell us something. Oh my god, no, this is not some you must be my one true love bullshit, cross my heart. But don't you think it's pretty weird how we keep finding each other over and over again without looking? That's kind of the reason why I decided to make a move on you tonight. I wanted to see if we could take this thing of ours a little bit further. And besides, to tell you the truth, I've been feeling pretty lonely lately. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Oh, a porn star getting lonely is how does that even work? Isn't she surrounded by men 24/7? Well, yes, but you gotta understand something. It's my job. I mean, some days it's fun, sure, but some days it's just in and out, you know? No pun intended, sort of. My point is, it's sex work. Work. The clue is in the title. It's not the same thing as companionship, not by a long shot. And before you can ask, yes, I've dated other porn stars, and it can be fun sometimes, but some of them can be a little extra, they don't know how to turn off the porn star thing when they're at home. And I think I need something different. I need somebody who's not, in the biz. Yeah, I realize it might seem, I don't know, intimidating and whatnot, but it's over the top for a reason. I mean, that's just what we do. We're actors, sort of. Some of us. We play to the camera, exaggerate. Kind of like how guns and explosions always sound louder in the movies than they do in real life. It's all part of the fantasy. The job is to sell it, not to be 100% realistic. And in the end, there's no consequences. Whatever scene it is that we're playing out for people, I guess that's at least half the appeal right there. You use it to get off, and then you get on with your day. Same reason people read books. Same reason they watch movies, play video games, go to the theater, all that stuff. It's an escape from the everyday. Porn videos are just this imperfect way of delivering those fantasies. Did you ever see that one movie where people could record their memories for other people to experience? Like it was all happening to them? I figure that porn's kind of the next logical step. The whole total artwork thing. Imagine if people could just live out their fantasies whenever they wanted. They'd probably go through their lives feeling a lot more fulfilled. Probably. Or maybe they'd just be just as dissatisfied as ever. People suck. I don't know. And it's not always easy, okay? People always talk about sloppy seconds and crap like that. Ugh, that phrase makes my skin crawl. And don't get me started on the whole double standard. You know what I'm talking about. When a guy sexes up a bunch of girls, he's pretty much going to be high-fiving his friends for the rest of the week. But if a girl enjoys the same kind of romantic escapade, she's branded a whore or a slut or used up or just garbage like that. But I sincerely hope you know that's not how it works. I've had hundreds of partners. Yeah, literally hundreds. That's not an exaggeration. Pussy's still tight as fuck. And then there's this strange, like, duality. It's like people desire you, but at the same time, they look down on you because of what you do for a living, because they feel like you're not being exclusive enough for them or whatever. Sorry, I should not have had a drink before I started talking to you. Yeah, that whole complex. You know the one I'm talking about? Ugh. But in the end, we're just people. We go to work on set, we hit our marks, we say our corny ass lines, take our clothes off, and get it on in front of a bunch of people who've pretty much seen it all at that point. Then we take a coffee break, eat some pizza, trade silly cat memes, just like everybody else. But think of it this way. Imagine if it was like cooking. Like if eating professionally cooked meals was frowned upon the way sex work is. And this would be like dating a chef or something. Okay, it's not a perfect analogy, but you know what I mean. Sure, a chef might be busy cooking food all day, but that doesn't mean that they don't enjoy a quality meal in the intimacy of their own home. I know I'm asking for a lot of trust, and I know it's a big ask, to be honest. It's caused a lot of friction in my previous relationships. Things kept falling apart because my real life partners just couldn't get over what I do for a living. They always felt that me doing my job was somehow cheating on them, but look, cheating isn't just about sex, you know? It's the dishonesty, it's the going behind each other's backs, not just the purely physical stuff. Some people can be perfectly happy together, even if they're polyamorous. It just takes a lot of openness and trust. I don't know. People take sex itself so freaking seriously, they forget everything else there is to a relationship. So I get why you're hesitant, I get why you're making that face, but if I was your girlfriend, well, think about it this way. I've had a ton of experience already, and I spend most of my work days surrounded by sexual partners giving me pleasure, and even after all that, at the end of the day, I'm into you. You and what you bring to the table. That's my real life desire. And at the end of the day, for the past couple of years, you're exactly the kind of person I want to come home to. Look, I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm not asking you to pledge your undying love to me or whatever. I'm just asking. You know, do you want to give this a chance? See where it goes? You will? Well, thanks. I can't tell you how freaking nervous I was just working up the courage to even come and talk to you tonight. Yes, I'm still shy. So what? That hasn't changed since high school. Shut up! Porn stars can be shy too. You look kind of flustered. Is everything okay? Performance anxiety? Oh my God, you are too precious. Come here. You're worried that you won't measure up. Like, baby, come on. You have nothing to worry about, I promise you. I know the whole porn narrative tells everyone that bigger is automatically better, but it's not like people have sex using just their cocks, or at least the ones that do, well, they kind of get lazy about the whole thing. Trust me, I should know. It's like a lot of them will try and just let their girth do all the work, and good sex is so much more than that. Yeah, big cocks are nice and all, whatever. I'm not saying that they aren't, but you've got to bring something more to the bedroom than just size. For me, it's all about how you touch your partner, how you tease them, make them feel wanted and desired, and then deny them a little just to get their blood flowing. Like this. God, you really are anxious, aren't you? Is something wrong? We can stop if you want. It's okay. Oh, I see. It's been a while for you, huh? How long has it been exactly? Oh, that's quite the dry spell. No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's kind of cute, actually. I just can't believe that a nice, good-looking guy like you hasn't landed a girlfriend in such a long time. But yeah, I suppose confidence and being outgoing have something to do with it, too. I'm just teasing you. Don't be nervous, baby. Look, let's just start slow, okay? I've got an idea. Why don't we curl up together under the covers and watch one of my movies on your phone? We can just relax and see where things go from here. Wow, you have so much of my stuff bookmarked. Are you sure you didn't know it was me at first? Yeah, I believe you. Totally. Oh, I bet you've stroked yourself to some of these too, huh? Maybe even a lot of it? Yeah? I mean, how else would you have guessed my secret identity? You must have gotten intimately familiar with some of these performances, huh? You want to know something? Is really fucking hot. So, what do you want to watch? Let's see what we have. Horny Potter and the Philosopher's Boner. All right, you've seen that one. It was kind of a surprise hit, to tell you the truth. Groundhump Day? I agree. Too repetitive. What else? The Mating Call of Cthulhu. Yeah, that one's a bit of an acquired taste. To be fair, they did put a lot of work into the special effects. I'm pretty sure not many companies have tried doing live-action tentacle sex before, at least not stateside. Free Willy? Well, that one's self-explanatory. It'd be a bit too much to start with, to be honest. What about this one? It's a little vanilla, but I think it'd be the perfect warm-up for us. All right, looks like we have a winner. Oh, hey, there are candles on the nightstand. Vanilla scented. How appropriate. No, I'm not judging, I swear. I'm pretty sure you like the ambiance too. Get the lights for me, would you, baby? Much more romantic, don't you think? Come here. Kiss me. You're tensing up again. Shh, it's okay. Just lie back and relax. I'm gonna take good care of you. Let's get these off for starters. My, that's quite the bulge you've got building up there. Is that all for me, baby? You should know. Go on. Take your shirt off. I'll get the rest. Baby, you got such a nice cock. Just want to put my mouth all over it. Just kiss and lick it all over like this. So good. Looks like you're building up quite the look for me. Can't wait for you to shoot it all over my face. Or my tits. Or in my mouth. Or my belly. Or in my pussy. Anywhere you want. I want it. I want it so bad. How does it feel, baby? Do you feel good? Yeah? What if I do this? Oh my God. No, I'm okay, baby. I've had plenty of practice. I've been practicing for you. Here. Let me go again, and I won't hold back this time. You either. If you want to come, do it. You can shoot your cum down my throat and straight into my stomach if you want. You'll just have to pay me back while we wait for you to get ready for round two. Are you ready, baby? Good. Are you close, baby? Good. 'Cause I'm about to finish you off like you've never been sucked off before. I'm gonna take you all the way down to your balls. Massage the underside of your cock with my soft tongue until you come down my throat. Baby. It's fucking amazing. God, I'm dizzy. No, for real. Fuck, that was quite the load you'd built up just for me. But, like I said, you have to pay me back. I mean, you're getting all soft and That's no good, is it? Don't worry. You can still make me feel good, even if it isn't with your cock. Hold that thought. I need to get the rest of these clothes off first. So, enjoy the show. Okay, striptease over. Move over, baby. Lay down. I want to sit on your face. Let me just lower myself down onto your. Yes. Right there. I need to go faster. Is it okay for me to ride your face? Oh my God, are you all right? Sorry. Oh, that wasn't too much, was it? Okay, good. My God, that was perfect. I told you we'd make a good match. Oh, and looks like your friend here is ready for round two. So, you wanna consummate, baby? Me? I like all kinds. Doggy style, reverse cowgirl, sideways, standing up against a wall, bent over the counter, just plain missionary, you name it. But there's one position that I really love, and you want to know what it is? You want to guess? It's prone bone. You've never tried it? It's pretty similar to doggy style, except that your partner's lying down, and you straddle them from behind and just plow right into them. You can even hook your legs around theirs for, extra grip. And it feels amazing, like having your insides massaged by a cock. Yeah, it's my favorite, if I'm being honest. The directors aren't big fans because it's kind of hard to film, but I just love it. Lying down, being completely open and submissive to my partner. While he pounds into me as gently or as hard as we both want. You want to give it a try? Okay. Let me just lie down on my stomach and Spread my legs for you. Feels good with your weight pressing down on me like that. Push yourself deeper inside. Fuck, that feels so good. Does that feel good for you, baby? Your first time with a porn star? Oh. Take me, make me yours. Yeah, fuck, that's perfect. Keep going, just like that. Your new porn star girlfriend. Fill me up with that hot cum. Fuck! Was it good for you too? I'm glad. You wanna take a shower together in a little bit? It's so nice that there's an ensuite and we don't have to see anyone else until we're ready. Okay. Let's cuddle first. This feels nice. Wait, no, not down there. It tickles when you kiss my neck like that. Yeah, it is different when you're not, performing to a camera or an audience. It's just what I needed. Thank you. Just to give you a fair warning, I might lapse into some of my old tricks if we keep going on like this. Like, don't freak out if I go, "Oh, daddy," at some point. Old habits die hard. You're not having second thoughts, are you? Baby, I told you, I want you. I mean, imagine how jealous your friends will be, for one. Not to mention, you'll be showing the world that you have the fuck ton of confidence to be dating a porn star. And last, but not least, I can guarantee you some of the best sex you'll ever have in your life. How does that sound? Good. Come here. Give me a kiss. Now, how about that shower?